Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amir. How may I assist you?
What was that?
Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amir. How may I assist you?
Who is this?
This is customer service, sir.
Yes. What is your name?
Amia, Amia.
FIA, Fia?
Yes, Fia.
Okay, my name is Jules Wertheim, and I, through an email I got from the post office, they said if I answered a survey, I would get a present, a prize, or whatever. It was a watch. And last month they charged me for the shipping, which I agreed to pay, but now this month they're charging me for the watch. I don't understand that. $69.97 is on my charge through card member services. And I'm not supposed to be billed for it. All I did was pay for the shipping on it. And now I got, and in fact, they called me from card member services. They wanted to know if this was a valid charge. And I told them no, because I'm only supposed to pay the shipping on it. This was from the post office. And now I'm being charged for it. So what do I do? I'm not going to pay for the charge on this.
Okay. So I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. May you please provide me your zip code?
What?
May you please provide me your zip code?
My zip code 08831.
That first and last name?
It's Monroe Township in New Jersey.
I said that first and last name.
What?
First and last name.
Jules Wertheim. JULESWERTHEIM.
Okay. And you said 08831.
Who?
Is
Elon.
it
Is customer service, card member service.
08831 is the zip code?
Yes.
Okay. So, what was the last 3 digits of the card that the charge came off of?
What was the one?
Last 4 digits of the card that the charge came off of.
I'm not getting what you're saying.
The last 4 digits of the card information that charge came off of, sir.
The last what?
4 digits of your card information.
6126.
Okay, so let's see. One brief moment.
What?
One brief moment. Okay, and that was the zip code again, please.
What?
Your zip code.
My zip code, I gave it to you 3 times already. 08831.
Yes, sir. I'm not finding your name within the system.
What was that?
I'm not finding your name within the system, sir.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I cannot find your name in our system.
You can't find my name? It's Jules Wertheim.
Jules, Jules. All righty, and for security purposes, that billing address?
38I Rutland Lane, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made back on the 17th of February. It was for a Hype watch for the shipping and handling charge of $7.27. You got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not give us a call to cancel, then it would continue to automatically rebill.
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry, but
it will continue to rebuild until you cancel, sir. That $69.97 is valid.
It's not valid because they said all I have to do is pay the shipping charges, which I paid the month before, and I never expected to be billed for the item.
Okay, so the items on the account, you have 14 days to test it out, or it will continue to automatically rebill.
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
It will continue to automatically rebill if you didn't cancel, sir.
I'm still not understanding what you're saying.
This the loudest I can talk. I'm sorry.
What?
This the loudest I can talk. I can't scream at you.
I'm sorry, what? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't understand what you're saying.
Sir, you remember getting the watch?
I got the watch, yes.
Okay, so it was only 14 days where you got to test it out for free.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
The watch was not free, sir.
I'm sorry? Wait, hold on. Let me talk to my wife. She just walked in. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't know. He ordered a watch. It said something about free shipping. That's all
free shipping.
He had to pay. The watch was free. He had to pay shipping, which he did. And then all of a sudden, on his charge, we got a charge for this watch. It doesn't even work that well. He could send it back to you, but why do we have to pay a charge for a free item?
Okay, so the item was only free for a temporary trial period. He had 14 days to test it out for free, and if he did not cancel it,
they was not told that, and that was not on the survey. All it said was pay shipping, you'll get this watch. It didn't say you keep it for 14 days and send it back.
Now, it was within the terms condition that it said that information. No, you did not have to send it back. However, the charge could have been avoided if he would have called within the 14-day time frame. There will be no more attempts to come out of the account because it was only a one-time straight sale charge.
No, but you can have the watch back. You could ship it. It doesn't even work that well. And why should he pay for it if he wasn't aware of this 14-day thing? He would have told me. He never saw that.
Did he click on the terms and conditions menu?
He never saw that. It was not online.
Okay, so they were there. But the account, there will be no more future shipments or charges. Now, I can provide you a cancellation number confirming that the account is canceled and there will be no more charges. Are you ready? Let me know when you're ready.
Now, why can't he send you back the charge, the watch, and you credit our account?
Okay, ma'am. So the best that I can do is a 35% refund. You can keep the product, but he did not cancel within the 14 days.
Well, because he didn't know. I mean, he knew, he would have done what he had to do. But you say a free item, and then you send, you got to return it in 14 days. Who sends something free to return?
Okay, ma'am, you don't have to return the product. I can provide you a 35% refund, and you all keep the product, ma'am.
All right. Give us the 35% refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you put that on the account?
I can meet you halfway with the 50%.
Pardon me?
I can meet you halfway with the 50% refund, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to send me a check?
It's going to be a refund going to that Visa Indian 6126.
Okay, so can you credit that account?
Give me one. Yes, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Okay.
I don't need the watch. Send the watch back if they want.
They don't want it. They want to give you a discount. Just take the discount.
I don't want a discount. I don't want to pay for it.
You have no choice.
What?
You have no choice.
What do you mean I have no choice?
You have credit card.
It's a refund, not a discount.
It's a refund, right. Okay. How much is that going to be?
One brief moment. That's going to be the refund amount of $41.98. Just give me 1 minute to process everything.
$41.98.
I don't want to pay for the watch. I'll send it back.
You don't.
They don't want to send it back. They don't want it.
Okay, so it will take 3 to 5 business days in order for those findings to reappear back within you all's account, or how long it does take the bank to release the findings. Give it 24 to 48 hours in order for the refund and the cancellation confirmation appear within the email, and let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes.
There's going to be C as in Charlie.
I'm sorry?
C as in Charlie.
Okay. Right.
5.
Okay.
B as in Bravo.
5 what?
B as in boy.
B as in boy, okay.
8. D as in
go
Delta.
Ahead. D, yeah.
21.
What was the last number? I'm sorry.
21, that's 21.
Yes, okay.
42.
Right.
76.
Okay. This is the cancellation number.
Correct.
Thank you.
No problem. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you.
No
Bye.
Problem. Bye-bye.